Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and I haven't prepared my tagline.
You can do it.
I forgot to open.
I believe in you.
Hold on. My goodness. First bloopers. So we are building a God-centered and purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications because we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. And what we do there, Belle will share with us.
Yes. Good evening, brothers and sisters. So if you're seeing us for the first time, Connie and I go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m., same time. But we do two different sets of things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone, we're encouraging everyone to join us. And let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping our God. And then Thursdays, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about how to start an online career, how to become a virtual assistant, do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. So there. So our topic for tonight is all about what to know about freelancing, 5 things to know before starting a career in the digital space. Okay, again, our topic is all about things we need to know before doing the freelancing. And okay, thank you.
Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Mishi. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
So, if you're wondering if you want your own workbook and a physical copy of How to Start a Virtual Assistant Business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VABook to get your copy. Okay. Go ahead, Sis Beryl, and introduce our special guest.
Yes, we are so excited. Our special guest for tonight is a digital marketer, a content creator, co-founder of a digital marketing agency servicing Filipino small business owners, and a life and wealth coach. Additionally, she serves as a mentor and quality coach for an Australian boutique agency. She founded Vario, a virtual assistant online community. That's really with a V. Interesting name, huh? Mm-hmm. And has extensive experience in people management and development. Despite the challenges of being a single mother, she left her stable 9-to-5 job to pursue creative entrepreneurship and quickly master the strategies of digital marketing. She now helps aspiring digital entrepreneurs kickstart their work online and achieve financial independence, while also coaching individuals on achieving their personal and financial goals. Her love for travel and foodie adventures inspires her to immerse herself in different cultures, and she brings that same passion to her work, constantly adapting to new skills and tool sets to achieve her clients' goals. So without further ado, here's Miss Chi Pambuan.
Yay! Yeah, hello! Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for saying yes.
Yes. So I think it's lovely to meet everybody, and I really love the energy. Thank you so much for inviting me here. I'm really happy to be here.
It's actually our pleasure, thanks to Crystal Bell, really full name, for connecting us. So can you share with us your story, aside from the
sure.
things that you that we already mentioned, that Belle already mentioned during the introduction?
Yes, sure, of course. So if you would take everything away from me, all those things that were said earlier, I would say that I am a mother to a very beautiful 4-year-old turning 5 soon, boy. And I am a sister. I am an ate to my 5 siblings. Lastly is I am a daughter to my parents. I think whilst there are a lot of things that I've achieved in my life, it always goes back to the year that I have hit my rock bottom, where I'm just really confused and I don't know where to start. It was really a low moment of my life where I asked myself, what's next? What else is possible? Is this what, you know, is left for me to do? What's my purpose in life? So I had that phase in my life where I asked myself, there should be something more. I should be living a life filled with purpose, but at the same time, I am happy every day. So I embarked on a journey. I embarked on a journey in really finding that true calling. And it wasn't an easy journey, but that's when I discovered the life of being a digital entrepreneur. Offering services digitally was something that I did not see that I will be doing, but a lot of doors have opened. And that's when I started really learning and adapting. And when I was ready, great opportunities came my way. And because of consistently working now, I am able to help and empower other Filipinos, providing opportunities, jobs that can, help people be more present in their lives, having that freedom and flexibility. But really what I'm doing right now is connected to my true calling, so that every Filipino will experience freedom and flexibility.
Love, 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 love your advocacy. But I'm just curious, sis, as a follow-up question, because sure. It's not every day that people, you know, stop in their tracks and think about, you know, life in general. So yes. What was that turning point? Was there were you thrown in a certain circumstance that pushed you to think about these things, like, you know, if that yes. makes sense?
Yes. So being a single mom really has opened my eyes that, you know, after I gave birth to my son, do I want to go back to a work where I won't be present in his life, or there should be something, right? There should be something I could do that, you know, I could earn sustainably, but at the same time, I'll be there in every milestone of my son, witnessing every growth or aha moments in his life. And that was my turning point, really. I think everything changes or everything shifts when you become a parent.
Yeah, agree.
Yes, but other than that, like for the single people out there, it's not only until you became a parent that, you know, you start finding
have to think
your...
about these things.
I think the main sign to look out for is when you start feeling stuck, when you feel like your life is routinary and you're looking for something more. Most of the people I coach say, I'm looking for that spark. I can't find that spark. I am earning a lot, but there's no spark. So like I kept telling, okay, is the life you're leading or is the career you're pursuing something that gives you life? Is this something that fills your purpose? So it really goes beyond just really doing what something that, you know, that gives you money, but is it aligned to your true calling?
Agree. It's really more than about the money. It's beyond the money. Yeah. There are more important things, but we're not saying that money is not important, ha? Oh, disclaimer. It is.
Yeah. My goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah,
Crystal. Oh, I'm not sure if Crystal can. Oh, we won't be able to show her comment. Anyway, Crystal said to me that you were former colleagues in a company. And you're part
yes,
of the human
so
resources.
So that's how I
wow.
Yes. So for 5 years of my life, I think the day after I graduated, I started working. That's how passionate I am. I started to pursue a career in human resource. And that's where I found my passion in really helping people, providing opportunity. But at the same time, I realized I want to do coaching. I want to try really helping people be that person I wish I had. You know, on low moments of my life. And it wasn't an easy journey, really, identifying that path, which I'm going to share later on, really. I really have a passion for helping people. And that's something really prominent in everything that I do right now.
Yes. You mentioned earlier while you were sharing your story that there were some struggles and challenges. Can you share more about that and how did you overcome it?
Yes, sure. So I think mainly the main problem that I usually see, a recurring process or pattern, is that I'm always stuck. Like, I feel stuck for a very long time and I'm just thinking, why? Like, I know this is something I want, but why do I feel stuck? So that's one of the main challenges that I encountered, and it is a domino effect. Like when you feel stuck, nothing is aligned. There are a lot of resistances around you, right? So overcoming it is really self-confrontational. It's a journey of a lot of inner work, having conversations with yourself, being comfortable, being alone by yourself, talking to yourself is not something a lot of people will do. Our world is so busy right now.
And social noisy. Media,
yeah, noisy, like social media, the news, everywhere. And we're so attached to our phones. We're so attached to our gadgets. We couldn't live without it. So like, that's how the world is. And if there are a lot of distractions, it's so difficult to be more in tune with yourself, right? But for me, what helped me overcome is a lot of meditation and journaling. Yes, so I did spend like a few months really being consistently meditating every day, just having that time for myself, which is difficult for a mom to be alone, but you know, it takes also self-discipline. If you want something to change in your life, you must start really implementing self-discipline. How bad do you want it? Because this is something for yourself. I remember my favorite coach, Jay Shetty. I don't know if you know him, but he's also a great podcaster. In one of his sessions that I attended live, he said that, let me ask you this question. If you are to name three people that you love, who would you name? And for me, I named my son, my parents, my siblings. But then that coach told me, wait, I think you're forgetting something for someone, someone really important. And that's when I realized, oh, I forgot about myself. That the first person that I should be giving all that love I have in me is myself. So overcoming those things requires, you know, self-discipline, but moreover is self-love. How much do you love yourself to get into an uncomfortable conversation with yourself to really deal with those things? And that helped me get unstuck, really acknowledging and being open that, you know, there are things I need to work on.
Love it. Love, love, love your sharing. And when you think about it, I think it's mommy nature. It's mommy's natural instinct to really take care of everything, everyone before ourselves, right?
That's right. Always really, me, the last person. Yeah, that's
we
that's
really need to be conscious about it, how we are forgetting ourselves.
Yes, and I think a lot of people are tired because of that, because you're not giving enough to yourself. That's why at the end of the day, you're tired. At the end of the day, you don't feel fulfilled or you feel empty. It's because you have to ask yourself that question, am I giving enough to myself?
Yeah. Exactly. And I can somehow relate to the, you know, when you're not comfortable with silence, like my major transition was leaving my corporate job and becoming a stay-at-home mom. That's when the loudest thoughts came in, because we're used to doing the routine things, right? Yes. So it's not that obvious. But guys, when you're left to yourselves, it's loud. You have to really. Right. So same with me. She, I resorted to meditation, prayers, all that.
Because it allows you to be connected to the source. If I may be biblical around it, like, you know, when you meditate, when you really have that conversation with the big guy up there, right? It's something that, you know, connects you to the source, and your source has unlimited or limitless, you know, power or energy to give to you. So when you're feeling when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling empty, perhaps you're relying too much on your own strength and not to your source.
True. Agree. 100%.
Are there any advantages, or there are for sure advantages, but are there any disadvantages when you are running your own online business?
Oh, there are a lot. I think there are a lot of challenges when you're running your own business. When we're looking at advantages, there are a lot. You get your time freedom. You get you get that flexibility of, you know, working on. But for me, there are three pillars for someone to experience true freedom, and that is having the time freedom, the financial freedom, and lastly is being able to pursue your passion. So as business owners, that's something you need to look into. Is the business that I am pursuing aligned to those three things? Does it give me time? Of course, does it give you money? It has to be sustainable, especially if you're employing a lot of people, or if there are a lot of people relying on you. You know, financial stability is really important. Like, at the end of the day, money matters. And I think the last part is also important, that you are able to do something that gives you life, that fulfills your purpose as a business owner. So I think an advantage is really being more present in your life, being able to live your life at your own terms. But another disadvantage that I would say is it would be a lot of work. Be ready to do a lot of work. It doesn't mean that, you know, when you're a business owner, you have you're not gonna work anymore, but you know, being the brain of the business, creating strategies, creating structure, or even delegating takes time. And that's one misconception that I think most people have, that when you're a business owner, you have a lot of, you know, capacity to do everything, or you can finish everything by yourself. Like, I think it's also a matter of really delegating and leveraging. That's the right word. Yeah, leveraging through, you know, it may be resources, tools, or people that can help you with your success. So, yeah, if you are feeling really, you know, lost in your entrepreneurship journey, and, you know, feeling that there's a lot of things, or just feeling overwhelmed, perhaps it's time to look into those things: structure, processes. Am I delegating correctly, or am I just hitting my head on the wall, right?
Wow. This is, it feels like we still have to have another session with she for that.
Dig deeper. What is required when you are transitioning from a, you know, a solopreneur to a legit business owner? The complete yes. Package. Yes. Yeah, being a freelancer really is different from being a business owner.
Yes. But when you start to position yourself as a digital entrepreneur, rather than, you know, just a freelancer or VA, which I aspire for every Filipino to do, like, you know, be your own boss, you have more control. At the same time, you are able to open more opportunities for you, because you're presenting yourself, you know, as someone that could be an expert in a field or has this range of services that are attractive to business owners or helping other businesses or companies, right?
Yeah, agree.
Well, we keep on sinking.
Yeah, and Harvey, am I lagging?
I'm saying
the way we react. Yeah, yeah, because I can. I was imagining. I have this idea of a business owner. Like, I can take a 2-week off from work. If that makes sense. Hopefully I can do that in the future. I can be away from work for 2 weeks, for a length of 2 weeks, without really worrying about my systems, my processes. Yes. It should be constantly running on its own. That's the goal.
Yeah, and right now I am at that point now, because I did the work. I paid my dues, you know. Right now I'm able to do 1 week vacations, and, you know, just making sure the team is empowered, they know what they need to do. You have that freedom, or even bringing your work, like, I know it's a thing that, you know, work anywhere, it's okay sometimes, but not all the time. That's my personal opinion. Like, yeah, there are times, yeah, you could bring your work, but there are times you just need to, you know, shut down and be in the moment. But, you know, our work, I think, is the best, you know, setup for someone who wants that, to experience that, you know, not being restricted, having that flexibility to work anywhere is a privilege. Not everybody could do that. Some people are stuck in a four-corner room, losing their creativity, or sucking the life out of them. So I think that's something I'm always grateful for. And what I really love about digital entrepreneurship or VA work, freelance work, or in any service provider online, right? Because you just need laptop and internet, then you're good.
True. Yes.
What is your, of all those things that you already did and you're still doing, what is your biggest blessing that you received since you started?
Biggest blessing. Yes. Whilst I receive a lot of blessings, I think it's really seeing my people grow, seeing that I'm transforming people's lives, not just, you know, professionally, but also personally. So in our agency, what you shared earlier, I help manage an agency in Australia where we have multiple VAs in the Philippines. We focus on personal and professional development of our team. It's not just really growing technical-wise, skill-wise, but we also equip them with life hacks or life skills that they could acquire. And doing that consistently for almost a year now, I've seen our people starting to transform and they're happier. And that's the end goal. It's not really just about work. At the end of the day, are you happy? Are you fulfilled? And is this contributing to the life that you want? And that's what, how we support our people. And that's how, you know, the culture that I want everybody to feel working with me.
Wow. Love it. Yeah.
It really shows when you're already there, because the blessing is not just monetary in a sense or material things. It's actually deeper.
So beyond that,
that is something for our viewers out there. That is something you always see in your life. You know, you're moving ahead. You're moving forward. You're doing something. It's not just about you know, having lots of cars. I don't know what to houses.
And then extending those blessings to other people. Yes. That's the goal. Yes. It's not really just you growing, but you are bringing people along with you.
Yes. And I think that relates, you know, a line that I usually hear. If you want to be a millionaire, help 1 million people. So it's always really coming from the acts of service. We are not placed in this world without a purpose, you know, not to be connected to anyone. Success should also always be related to, you know, your bigger contribution to the world. And yeah, whilst, you know, money is important, money will come. It always comes. Like, you know, do you also believe that, you know, money flows? Allow money to flow. And when money comes out, thank money, because it served its purpose. When money comes in, thank money. Because, most of us think, work in the digital space will give me money. Yes, it will, but not all work in the digital space will make you happy. So for me, it's always look for something that will make you happy, but at the same time, provide financially as well. So, yeah.
It's amazing. By the way, let's switch to the faith side. Do you have any anchor Bible verse or favorite Bible verse to inspire you, to remind you when things, you know, are usually not going well?
For me, it's not really an exact verse, but this is something, you know, said over and over again in the Bible, is, you know, just always, you know, love your neighbor. Ayun, like it may be simple, but it's always coming to a place of always being kind to people, always coming from a place of how I can help. It's not just, you know, with business, with clients, but, you know, look at where it's closest. Look at home. Is your home doing okay? Because at the end of the day, we are not created to work 24 hours a day or more than 8 hours a day. Like, even the Bible tells us to rest and spend time with our family. So always being anchored with, you know, love, because love is the highest energy. So if your energy is low, perhaps you're lacking love, right? So ayun, always love. Like, I always choose love.
Sorry. Anyway, how has, actually, that love your neighbor is, if we are to summarize the Ten Commandments, that's the second commandment. The first one is God, and then the second one is
love God.
Anyway, to continue, how has your faith impacted your business?
Really is everything. Earlier, I was having this conversation with my boss, who is in Australia. I told him how faith work has really transformed our life, our lives, our business over the years. That sometimes we want to control the result, we want to control the outcome so much. But when you start letting go and allowing the Lord to show you the way, that's when things work out, right? Most of the times, like, even for me, this is my personal journey as a business owner, I try to really aim for the success that, you know, what other people want for me, you know, the result that should be the standard, because everybody has it, everybody does that, everybody defines success that way. But being attached to those things did not really serve me well, but being more connected to my source, allowing him, I think coming to a point of total surrender. Love that word, because when you are at a total surrender, you just don't know how ideas come or blessings come. But when you, this is something I always say to people that I give guidance to, is the moment you start letting go, that's when the grace of the Lord comes in.
Yes, can you expound more on surrender? Because love some that. People might think that when you surrender, you will do nothing, you know, just, you know, lying there waiting. Can you expound on how do you surrender to God?
When you surrender, you let go of anything restraining you from really fully trusting the Lord. But when you surrender, you have to do the work. You have to show up every day. It doesn't mean that you just, okay, Lord, I trust you and I'm not going to do anything about it. But, you know, I think money's always there. Solutions are always there. You just have to do the work. And sometimes you'll just be shocked that, oh, wow, my problems are solved somehow, because you just show up every day. And that has helped me over the years that, you know, I trust the Lord so much that I just show up every day, even if it's difficult, even if, you know, I can't see the light sometimes, but still I pray to God that, Lord, this is a low moment in my life, but I acknowledge it. I let go and I am now releasing it and trusting you. Then I do the work and then suddenly everything's okay. You don't know how, but it is, right? Yeah. And that's something that we all fail to acknowledge most times. That's why we keep, because we have a picture of, you know, something that, you know, what we want to see. But when you're at the point of total surrender, you learn to acknowledge, wow, that's a miracle, right? That suddenly all my problems are solved. Like, I don't know how it happened, but it's always being mindful, right? Being mindful at the same time, cultivating gratitude, even on the simplest things that you receive. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for the air. Thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you, Lord, for the electricity. I am able to work. So if you cultivate gratitude on a daily basis, I think that's also anchored to the point of total surrender, is having that gratitude that you thank the Lord for everything, because there are things that the Lord is working on in our life that we don't see, diba? Like sometimes it's so difficult to see because we are blinded by, you know, all those resistances. So if you are at a point of total surrender, you get the clarity. It's so clear to you that, you know, it's the Lord's doing. Yes.
Love it. Yeah, I agree. This might sound cliche, brothers and sisters, but God really moves in mysterious ways. When you feel like you've done everything on your part, you've tried to solve things your way, and then nothing is happening, just step back, breathe, and then allow God to take over. So that's, we agree to what Missy shared. It's really true. It's hard. It's really hard to explain, but things like that happen. The answers will just be automatically brought to you without any any hardship, without any struggles. That's the mysterious part of it.
And just to add to that, like, it's also coming from a place where you are comfortable having that conversation with yourself, your self-talk. How do you talk to yourself? Because you won't be able to acknowledge those things if you don't have much awareness. So really raising your awareness is a practice. Sometimes I am guilty of, you know, not being that aware. I let the external world take over me. And I am a testament that, you know, even if you do the work, even if you do the inner work, the healing and everything, trusting the Lord, there will be times that you will still be tempted to entertain negative thoughts. There will be still time that you will feel down and doubt, is the Lord really helping me or am I alone? But the moment you feel isolated or alone, that's when you need to pray more. For me, that's my personal thought on that.
That's amazing. For all viewers, I hope you're getting a lot of things, a lot of tips.
Nugget.
We're not starting with the main topic yet, but my goodness, there are so many things
thanks.
To highlight in this session. So there, let's move to the second section of our interview. So she will share with us what to know about freelancing, the five things to know before starting a career in the digital space. So go ahead, Chi, take it away.
Yeah, sure. So this is a principle or a framework that I recently created that I help people who I coach with this framework. So it's called CAN, C-A-N, and it is clarity, action, and nurture. So for you to be successful in everything that you do, not just in the digital space, you must have those three things. So with clarity, so if we are to put it in the digital space setting, like you want to pursue a career in the digital space, the first thing that you need to do is be clear with your goal. Why are you doing this? So it is also attached to your emotional why. Why does it matter? Why is it important that I achieve this goal? So for example, goals could be, I would like to free up more time. I'd like to travel more. And my 8-to-5 doesn't allow me to take long vacation leaves. I want to be a digital nomad. Or another example is, I want to be present in my child's life. I want to be there on school activities, graduations, recognition. So be anchored to your why. And what will help you do that is really, again, allowing to be by yourself, having that conversation with yourself. What are the things that matter to me? If you could list down in your notebook, in a notebook or in a paper, everything that matters to you, why does it matter to you? And then anchor it with your long-term and short-term goals. Also list down as much goals as you can. Then notice something that is repetitive among those things. That's how you know what your goal is. Once you identify your goal, the second part is identifying your career paths. There are a lot of opportunities and careers in the digital space, and it can get overwhelming. But for me, they are noise. Stay true to your calling. Stay true to your massive transformative purpose. Why do you want to do it? Will help you understand what type of career you'd like to pursue. Ironic, but yes, for me, that helped me. For me, I always have that heart to help other people, so I pursued coaching. It fills in my purpose of really educating, empowering Filipinos that there is a way to live a life filled with purpose, and you're feeling really happy every day, feeling bliss every day with what you're doing. So anchoring your goal and that career path will really help you gain that clarity. So if it feels like there's a lot of resistance with that chosen career path, perhaps it's time to ask yourself, is this the right career path for me? And when identifying career path, here is my tip for you. Write down your 3 to 5 non-negotiables. So for me, I have 3 non-negotiables. Number 1, it should give me time freedom. Number 2, it should provide me with my bigger dream of, you know, financial freedom. And lastly, is this something that, you know, I'm passionate about? So those are my 3 non-negotiables. If any of those 3 are not present in that career, then I say no to it. That way, I minimize the distractions or the shiny object syndrome, as we call it. So once you have the clarity, we move on to the next. From the framework is action. So what are the things you could do to take actions? I would say work on your skills. So now that you know the career path you're going to pursue, know the skills that are required with that career path. So this is where you learn the technical stuff, but also investing in yourself, because for me, I believe that you are your biggest investment. So every day, invest in yourself, not just professionally, but also personally. Why is personal development very important? Because you work on your character, you work on who you are, and everything else will follow. The reason why I am successful with what I'm doing now, not to brag, but it is because I know myself enough. I've reached that level of awareness where, you know, I have that container to receive that the blessing. So work on yourself every day. And other skills, other, you know, things that you need to learn, the technical ones, for me, they are not as important as the personal development side. Because you have that, you know, structure and framework now that you're learning personal development. And any fallback or setbacks that come along your way, you go back to your personal development. You go back to your journey to personal development. It will help you bounce back. Okay, so the first, let's review. The first one is identifying your goal. Second is identifying your career path. Third is really investing on your skills personally and professionally. But the fourth one is something interesting, and it's something I'm really passionate about. It is really being clear with your personal branding. Ayan. So what is personal branding? Personal branding is how you present yourself to the world, how you want to be known. All of us have a personal branding. Maybe right now you are a VA or a freelancer, not yet a business owner, but you have your own personal branding, and it should be anchored to your purpose, to your mission. Why are you helping your clients? Why did you want to do this? So a lot of clarity really is the key to identifying everything. Don't skip that step. Before you go to action, really be clear. And there are a lot of aspects on personal branding, and I'm not going to be able to dive into all of them, but the summary of it is really, you know, how you present yourself to the world should be aligned to your purpose, to your mission, to your vision, to your brand story. And that way you attract the right people who are aligned with those values. Who here, you know, wants to work with people that are aligned to their values? I think everybody. We don't want to be working with people that are misaligned, because those are usually the type of, you know, work or opportunities that are somehow confuses us. There are a lot of resistance or gives us a hard time or a headache. So yeah, working on that personal branding. But lastly is nurturing your connection, growing your connection. You may have everything done, laid out, but the last part in nurture is really growing those connections, but building genuine and meaningful connection. The reason why I would find myself successful in my field is because I've really fostered genuine connections with the people I have helped, not just people I have hired, but also people I work with, my clients. So building that genuine connection doesn't mean that, you know, we are best friends and stuff like that. But it's also being genuinely interested with their mission and vision, their purpose, why do they do it? And always coming from a place of giving value. How can I serve you? How can I support you? Anybody, no, not just your client, but also, you know, your colleagues, your peers, even your family. Always come from a place where how can I give? And without expecting anything in return, of course. But of course, work is different from giving value. You should know the boundaries. You have to set boundaries. But yeah, so once you grow your connection, I think you'll be successful in your field. You'll be, you know, the top of mind because of your personal branding. But at the same time, because of those connections, those people will connect you to people that needs your help and support, because they know that that's what you offer. You are clear with, you know, what you are positioning yourself to be known for through your personal branding. So everything is connected in that framework. So goals, career path, skills, personal branding, and growing your network. Those are the five things for me that you need when you start your career in the digital space.
Love, love, love. And if you, these are my thoughts when I was listening to Miss Chi. If you think about it, these tips are not really focusing on the technical skills. So a lot of people are really hung up with, I need to learn this, I need to learn that, and then they skip the rest of the the rest of the steps. They want to be successful overnight, but if you will notice, those are simple tips, but a lot of times people tend to overlook.
Yes, that's
for some reason.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And that's what I noticed with most people too, that, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of people every day and they're too attached to getting those certificates, getting those credentials. But for me, I'm going to be honest, when I started, I'm not really into the technical things. I just did those things and look at where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Right. It's just really putting your mind into the right space. The mindset is, you know, what's going to work. And that doesn't mean you have to neglect the technical. It will follow. Because once you have that self-discipline, once you establish routine, you had that work ethics, I think you, those are the key areas you need to work on to be successful.
Yeah. And I think she also mentioned about the shiny object syndrome, guys.
Yes.
That's a common...
I was there. I was there. I was that person before. So these things are all based from my personal experience. I did not just copy paste it somewhere. These are from my experience in the last 5 or 6 years of working digitally.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Those are really helpful tips.
Yes. By the way, if you have questions to Shi, we know that this is a pre-recorded session, but feel free to still ask your questions in the comments, and we will relay all those questions to Shi so that she can respond to you. Don't hesitate to connect with us and share your thoughts or questions in the comment section. So let's move on with the next section of this session, the fast Q&A round. So this is Ben.
Yay! So let's get to know Miss Shi more. This is the difficult round. Okay, first question. Okay. First question from the fast Q&A round. First question, cake or pie?
Sorry?
Cake or pie?
Cake or pie? Cake?
Second question, able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
I'd choose ability to speak to any language in the world.
The last movie or series that you watched?
Riverdale.
Riverdale. Oh, circa. The last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Taylor Speak Now. Mine by Taylor Swift.
Too bad she's not coming to Manila.
Singapore. Yeah. I'm considering my options now.
She's a Swiftie. Okay, next question, teleportation or flying?
I'd like teleportation.
Last book that you've read?
8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty.
Ooh, interesting title, huh? The top three people that you follow?
Top three people that I follow? Social media or...
Any area.
Anyway, okay. As you would see, I'm really a big Jay Shetty fan. So Jay Shetty, Mel Robbins, but also I follow Bishan Lakyani.
From Mind Valley.
Mind Valley.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
That's a difficult one. I like Thursdays. Thursdays are laid-back days for me.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
And last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
I'm not going to ask God any question, but I'm going to thank Him for giving me my life and allowing me to experience everything that I've gone through in my life.
Yay! Thank you for sharing. And with that, that concludes our fast Q&A round. Yay, thank you.
What is your one last P piece of advice to those people who are starting in the digital space?
Always be open to learning. Never stop growing. Always find ways to make yourself relevant, because our world is really fast-paced right now.
Yes, we agree. Yes. There. Anything you'd like to promote, by the way?
Sure. Check out my page, True Freedom with Coach Momshi. Yeah, people call me Momshi. Ayun. Do check out. I do have a few, offerings there where I offer clarity call for people who are feeling stuck or at their crossroad. But at the same time, I offer free financial freedom sessions or even coaching generally. I'm starting my program soon. To any digital entrepreneur who want to start or kickstart that journey to the next level, all the five things we've talked about, I think it's going to be more in-depth in that program. So yeah, do check it out on my page.
Feel free to visit her links in the description of this video. So, Sisbel, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're just thankful. Thanks, Miss Momshi. Thanks. I'm sure a lot of people got really inspired with your sharing, because it didn't just tackled what we do in the freelance industry, but more on the personal development side. So if only a lot of companies or a lot of brands will really put that much attention into it, I think this world will be a better place. That's just me.
That's the goal, really.
Yes. And of course, again, if you or someone you know is interested on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conizabala.com/VA book to get your copy, available on print, ebook, and audiobook. I always forget the audiobook. Anyway, let's have a closing prayer before we end. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones, including she and her family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Shay. My goodness.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I hope to connect with you more.
So for our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. And if you want us to interview specific people, let us know. Feel free to comment. So that's it for us. Hope to see you on Monday or on Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. God bless!
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.